Hi, it's Sarah Richardson here, president of the 229 Executive Development Community for This Week Health. I'm excited to share details about the upcoming SOAR conference happening September 18th through the 20th, 2024 in Midtown Atlanta. SOAR is your opportunity to elevate your career in healthcare IT. Join us for dynamic sessions, interactive workshops, and keynotes from trailblazing women in the industry. This event offers actionable strategies and fosters genuine connections. Whether you're a health system employee or a vendor partner, SOAR provides unique networking and growth opportunities. Sponsorship packages are available, offering visibility and engagement with industry leaders. Don't miss out. Register today at bluebirdleaders.org/2024-SOAR-Atlanta. Let's empower the next generation of women leaders in healthcare technology together. See you in Atlanta.
Today in Health IT, healthcare leaders praise Ascension Cyber Attack Response. We're going to take a look at that today. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16-hospital system and creator of This Week Health, set of channels and events dedicated to transform healthcare one connection at a time. We want to thank our show sponsors who are investing in developing the next generation of health leaders, notable ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. This story and all stories we cover on this show, you can find on our website, thisweekhealth.com/news. Check it out today and let me know what you think. All right, one last thing. Share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Use it as a foundation for daily or weekly discussions on the topics that are relevant to you and the industry, a form of mentoring. They can subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. All right, we're going to take a look at a story today, and it is in Becker's. And healthcare leaders praise Ascension cyber attack response. Here's the summary. St. Louis-based Ascension has been commended by healthcare leaders for its prompt and transparent response to a recent ransomware attack. The health system took its IT network offline on May 8th, informed the public about the breach 3 days later, and provided consistent updates through a dedicated website. In collaboration with the FBI and Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, Ascension promptly communicated with its vendors to mitigate further risks. Healthcare consultant Rhoda Weiss and other industry executives have expressed admiration for Ascension's openness and rapid dissemination of information. Ascension also stresses the importance of accurate and credible communication to maintain public trust and ensure operational continuity, highlighting its efforts to collaborate closely with law enforcement and cybersecurity experts. All right, so that's the story. And it really is true. Another story on here is we actually shared the website where they are providing updates by region, and you can click on the state and get further updates as to what's going on at each one of the locations. It's a really well-crafted website. And it reminds me of AWS, actually. AWS is really good, one of the best. They put healthcare to shame in terms of when they have an outage, you will have an almost immediate website that you can go to that will give you detailed information as to what's going on, who's impacted, and what they are doing to remedy the situation. That level of detail is absent in healthcare, which is why I say they run circles around healthcare, but they will diagnose the problem as quickly as possible. It's just constant communication. It's complete transparency. Even if it's an architecture problem or something that they have created themselves, they will be completely transparent. I remember I did a show on that. It was a long time ago. I did a show on just how amazing it was. I remember AWS had an outage. I remember reading it and I was like, man, this was to me. Like I was reading it going, they're giving me detail on the clusters and how they've organized their storage and how it was proliferating across the entire storage array and bringing things down. It was bringing their block storage arrays down. It was a really fascinating read, but it gave me an idea of exactly what had happened and what they were doing to correct it. And further, as they progressed and re-architected things, they kept people aware of that. We're not doing that level. At this point, we're essentially just telling people, here's what's been impacted, and here's from the public standpoint, here's how this is going to impact you. Ascension is doing a good job with regard to where they're at. It is hard to throw stones with regard to cyber attack. There's an old adage, it's not if, but when. So nobody's going to throw stones. And quite frankly, it's a huge health system. This is an incredibly difficult job to maintain this. But there is a move that's going on in healthcare. and it's this move to digital. And the idea of moving to digital makes perfect sense. The whole world's moving digital. There's a digital experience that we have to consider. There's digital solutions that are going to create automation and efficiencies within healthcare. And Ascension has bought into this completely. Their CIO reports into their digital leader, and that's the new model that's happening. It's happened in a couple of places. It continues to happen where we say, hey, digital is more important than the traditional CIO tasks. And if I'm throwing any stones, and it's not a big stone I'm throwing here, but it is, as we move to digital, we cannot forget the foundation. And we can't forget to hire people who have the skills at the foundation. Because one of the things is, when you've bought into digital completely, you start to hire different skill sets and you hire to different capabilities. And it's not that those capabilities don't need to exist within healthcare. They absolutely do. We need to be pushing the envelope with regard to digital, with regard to AI, with regard to all of these things. But we can't forget the foundation. And the foundation is essentially that architecture that it all rides on. The architecture, the data center, let's go down to the basic levels, the crack units and the wiring and the network and the segmentation and the routing. And we still need people who understand that at a deep level, and people that can troubleshoot that at a deep level. And those people whose responsibility it is to keep the system running, those are the things that we sometimes fail to elevate as necessary skills as we move too quickly to digital. And so when I look at this, I'm wondering, how are we measuring their response to cyber attack? We're measuring it based on their openness and what they're communicating to the public. And that is a very important piece of this, absolutely. And I do commend them for how they are communicating to the community. However, I measure the cyber attack response based on how quickly you can get back up and running. And you can tell how much time and money and effort has been spent on those things by the amount of time a system is offline. And if they're offline for what approaches a month, then they were not ready for a cyber attack. And at this point, after we've gone through scripts and we've gone through change and we've gone through all these other things, to not have a very solid business continuity and recovery plan is really not acceptable in healthcare. It's just not acceptable anymore. And if you're listening to this saying, oh, how could you throw a stone? If I were sitting there with your board today, I would say to them, the most important thing when a CISO or CIO or someone or chief digital officer says to you, it's not if, but when, the most important thing you can ask them is, okay, when it happens, if we all agree it's not if, but when it happens, tell me my plan from that moment on. Our Active Directory's gone. Our routing tables are gone. Our data is locked up. Tell me our plan from that moment on. And if you don't get really solid, really good answers, then the focus has moved too far away from the foundation. And you have to have a solid foundation in order to build digital on top of that. And we cannot forego that. That absolutely has to be in place. And I will say the other mistake that people make is they say, we've moved to the cloud, the foundation's in the cloud. And if you talk to any cloud provider, they're going to say that the responsibility of building out that business continuity, resiliency, and recovery is still the responsibility of the partner that is hosting in those environments. It's still your responsibility to consider how to restore your need for those applications or the functions that those applications provide. So we've seen this with change. We've seen this with the Kronos attack, that there are functions that we're relying on the cloud for that when they go down, it's still our responsibility as a health system to figure out how we're going to restore those. And so I keep coming back to that the business impact analysis and the recovery plan are not two documents that you write, put on a shelf and forget about. I know you're not going to put them on a shelf. I know they're going to be on a drive somewhere, but regardless, they're not something that you write and forget about. These become active documents. They become documents that display your readiness and your preparedness for these attacks. It's not if, but when. And then the measure is, how ready were you for the attack? And so if I'm throwing anything, any kind of stones at Ascension, and quite frankly, I'm not on the inside, I'm not on the know. Maybe they did have a great plan and it just fell apart as they, because a lot of times it's hard to test these things out. And maybe some aspect of it fell apart as they were moving forward. But at the end of the day, it's still indicative of the fact that there was a plan that doesn't seem to be restoring the operation as quickly as possible. And again, I don't know where that fault lies, and I'm not trying to identify where that fault lies, but I do think as a system, this may indicate their level of investment and focus on the architecture and the redundancy and the resiliency of that architecture. I don't know for sure, but I think it does indicate that. Anyway, my so what for you is, don't let this be you in 6 months, because then there really is no reason. We've had Sharp, we've had Change, we've had Ascension, and if it happens to you and you're not ready with a restoration plan to restore your capabilities as quickly as possible, then potentially someone might think you're not paying attention to what's going on in the industry. All right, that's all for today. Don't forget, share this podcast with a friend or colleague. Have a discussion. Maybe you think, I don't know, insensitive for taking this tack, but I think it's a line of questioning we need to look at in healthcare. Are we really ready? We've adopted this. It's not if, but when, and are we really ready for when it happens? All right. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders. Notable, ServiceNow, Enterprise Health, Parlance, Certify Health, and Panda Health. Check them out at thisweekhealth.com/today. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.